In Uganda, authorities are continuing their search for the leaders of a millennialist sect believed to be responsible for the murders of more than 900 of their followers. The hunt led to a raid today on the headquarters of another Christian sect near the capital, Kampala. Police dispersed the people gathered there, but no arrests were made. NPR's Kenneth Walker reports the raid was also meant to signal to Uganda's many sects that the government will be much stricter with them from now on.
The mass murders have led religious and government leaders here to engage in some public soul-searching. Ugandan Vice President Specioza Kazibwe has set the tone by apologizing for apparent lapses in monitoring the movement for the restoration of the Ten Commandments of God. After vowing to hunt down any surviving sect leaders as well as any officials who may have helped them, Kazibwe promised the government would get tough with the hundreds of known sects operating in Uganda.
Government will further boost investigations through a joint military intelligence and police operation, which will help us to study, investigate, and understand similar cults and the practices of various religious sects in our country, with a view to putting in place a policy and effective measures to guard against such deceptive and dangerous religious practices and cults.
The government pledge may be easier to make than to keep. More than 600 sects have registered with the government, but most observers here believe there may be thousands more. Dr. Serapio Cassinio is the head of the Religious Studies Department at Makerere University in Kampala. Cassinio is very concerned about how to begin to figure out in the religious firmament of Uganda how even to identify dangerous sects, much less restrain them.
I think we must find criteria to sort them out, which are for good and which are for evil. We don't know the extension of it, but I think it is worrying.
There's been an explosion of many kinds of religious activity in Uganda over the last 20 years. Catholics have seen strong growth in their membership. American missionaries have prompted a tremendous surge in Protestant ranks. The number of adherents to traditional African religions is also on the rise. Dr. Sugini Mosisi teaches and practices psychiatry in Kampala. He believes a kind of unrelenting stress, perhaps unknown anywhere, may be responsible.
We think it may be related to probably the massive suffering people have gone through in this country. So we see lots of communities going through waves of warfare, leaving devastation in the people.
Mosisi thinks generations of violence that started under the dictatorship of Idi Amin have left their mark on Ugandans. In addition to Amin's regime and the several civil wars it took to overthrow him, Ugandans have also confronted conflicts and refugees associated with troubles in neighboring Rwanda, Burundi, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Add to that the tremendous poverty in the rural areas and the scourge of AIDS, and you have a prescription for disaster.
The people want answers. The people want salvation. The people want healing. They're vulnerable. And getting them and congregating them in a cult-like movement therefore becomes easy.
Mosisi says one of the most difficult obstacles to regulating the sects may be the mistaken belief that only the poor and ignorant are attracted to them.
Not only are the local people being involved in them, but these, evangelical cults have now begun infiltrating the middle class and upper incomes of power, and it becomes very sensitive, therefore, to talk about them when people at ministerial level or equivalent begin to believe in them.
Mosisi believes the recent deaths may have shocked Ugandans into action, but before authorities can begin to worry about new sect dangers, they have to complete an assessment of the current one. At some point, the government will resume looking for more buried bodies and to try to bring to justice any perpetrators who remain alive. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Kampala.